Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, we start the show, if you've ever listened before, you know I start the show by telling you that you are an amazing community. We exist solely and only because of you. You give us reviews, you share the word with your friends. We're growing by leaps and bounds on zero advertising only because you are an amazing community. So keep showing the love, keep sharing the show. We appreciate you. I personally appreciate you. I show up here every day only to help you guys, and the love that we feel back is awesome. So thank you for being fantastic. Today we are chatting with Sierra Lynn from Team Clean Pittsburgh. Team Clean has been serving the Pittsburgh area with commercial residential services for 4 months. So we've got a brand new owner of a cleaning company here. If you want to reach out to Sierra and her team, you can hold them at www.teamcleanpgh.com. And I asked and learned at the beginning before we started, apparently that's how the cool kids in Pittsburgh refer to themselves as PGH. So now you know, if you don't live in Pittsburgh, you can tell that to someone else and feel very smart. Sierra, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me. Hey, so, Cleaning Nation.
So glad to have you. And Cleaning Nation, I'm sure most of them are going, hey, glad to have you, Sierra. And there's a couple jerks out there going, I don't like your name and I don't like Pittsburgh, but we don't care about them, Sierra. I'm glad to have you. Most of us are glad to have you. Don't you worry. Don't you worry, young lady. So 4 months, what on God's green earth made you wake up one morning and said, I want to clean people's toilets for money?
Well, it came out of, you know, an adventure that was not going in the right direction. I went through a divorce and I needed something that would bring in an income that my son was comfortable with, going from two incomes to one. So I decided to clean.
So had you done anything like that before, or just that's still,
I have,
it kind of makes sense, but it's still, yeah, a little random.
It is. I've always just been a really good cleaner. Additionally, I cleaned on the side, and it was that, okay, I'm going to do this full force because there is profit in it. People need to be served and I can supply that.
So while you were married, you were just kind of for extra money, or I hate to say fun, cause that's only what crazy people would do for fun, but here we are. that's what you would do. So you had some experience, and then once you got divorced, you're like, that's enough. This is going to be, I'm going to dive in. So do you have another job, or is this your full-time occupation?
As of 4 months ago, I made it official and put everything into, you know, the government and got insured and went full force. I just was ready to make that jump.
God bless you. I got to tell you, I've coached some people through that transition, and man, I've found that the folks that go full force, it's like, man, I was doing this for 5 years. The first 3 years, I had another job. It was kind of part-time, and I futzed around and got a little this, a little that. And then when I went full-time 2 years ago, that's when things took off. So time after time, I have found that that is, and again, sometimes you can't always do that from financial situations. So I'm not saying everybody should do that, but I want to encourage those just before the leap, you know, kind of where Sierra was four months and a day ago. I don't think I've ever heard anyone fail. You know, I tried and I went in and it just blew up in my face. Almost everybody I've dealt with, which isn't everybody, but everyone I've personally coached or worked with or heard or walked through this has been like, oh my gosh, that was a turning point. So good job on that. So are you still cleaning? Do you have cleaners? Are you doing some of the cleaning, none of the cleaning, all the cleaning? Where are you at in that?
We are transitional. So the Team Clean Pittsburgh, our fact is Team Clean. So I have a tier of ladies, again, with the single mothers. I will have you know, all of my subcontractors are single mothers. So we're ministering to people that were once in my spot, and now they are being trained personally by me or my assistant coach.
Okay, so you've got a fleet of cleaners, and you're trying to kind of, not trying to kind of, you are serving the community in two ways. First, you're serving your clients, and you're also trying to, sounds like you're trying to serve your employee community.
Right, absolutely.
Perfect.
So we have my assistant coach and myself doing consults and training at this point. Then we have a captain, which is in charge of the cleaners that are on for the day. So we have it kind of like a nice ranking that makes it flow nicely so far that we're really thrilled about.
So is it cleaner, coach, captain? Is that the hierarchy?
So yeah, I'm coach. I have assistant coach. Then I have captain. And then I have, and that's the captain's, the rate is obviously higher.
Sure.
And they keep track of, you know, the mileage in between, the times of everybody, all that. And then we have regular cleaners that, you know, I didn't want to call them rookies, so we just kept with cleaners.
I like the three C's. You got captains, coach, and cleaners. Yeah. That's fantastic. And assistant coach, sure.
Yeah, right.
Cool. All right. Well, so how can I help you today? It sounds like you're off to a great start. I would love to help accelerate that any way I can. What's going on in your life that I can bring you some value?
So we're going back and forth. It's kind of hard when you have a great team like myself. But
yeah, it sounds awful having a great team. It's the worst.
Right problem. But the pay rate is so questionable, you know, being this new, I don't want to transition into multiple different things and be like, oh, we're paying this way, we're paying that way. But through my research and through Cleaning Nation and all the great advice and learning, what's the best pay rate? Is it hourly? Is it per job? Do you include travel? That's where I'm struggling with right now.
Oh, that's such a good question. Love it, love it, love it. All right, so full disclosure. Lots of times when people ask me what's the right answer, I start yapping at the mouth and give them, quote unquote, the right answer. This one, I'm going to kind of step aside and go, I don't have the right answer. I can give you the way that I coach. I've got other people will probably teach other ways. I've got people that I coach even one-on-one that do it differently. So there are many ways to skin this or to pay this cat. Let's be nice. Let's pay them instead of skin them. How dare us? In today's PC culture, I'm sure I'm going to get an email. How are you kids skin cats? Why would you say that? I hate you. Screw you, whoever you are. So there's a lot of ways to pay that cat. I'm going to give you the way, or those cats. I'm going to give you the way that I would do it, and I coach my folks to do it, and not just you, but Clean Nation, take what you love and integrate it, and the stuff that you think is awful, feel free to send me an angry email. Deal?
Okay.
Okay. So I am not a fan. There's a couple questions in here. First, I hear you saying, what do you pay different levels of cleaner? And second, do you pay for travel? Did I get everything?
Correct.
All right. Let me answer
right
the easy one first. Go ahead.
Travel and hourly. Yeah.
Cool. Let me give you the easy one first, the travel. Yes, I always pay travel because it's time, right? It's not like, you know, if someone said, hey, drive around and don't be with your family or relaxing or watching TV or doing whatever you want to do. Drive for me in this specific direction. Yeah, I need to get paid for that. So obviously that's fair. So whatever travel time is, you pay them. Do you have, hopefully they drive their own cars. You don't have your cars. You don't own a bunch of cars that you're trying to manage.
No, they do drive one car. We meet at home base and then they'll take turns in working as a team, like pitching for gas and everything else.
So the way I handle that to make life so much easier, especially as you grow, right? Some things that work when you've got three or four employees or contractors don't work at 30 or 40. So I always pay mileage. The government every year will put out like, here's what we will let you, if you're a business owner, you can deduct 53 cents a mile or 60, whatever the heck it is. I just pay that per mile. So if they drive 100 miles in a month, I just give them a separate mileage check. And your payroll company can do that pretty easy. And it's just, here's how many miles you drove and you can either take their word for it. You can use a GPS thing. You can, kind of do the math on your own of, well, they went from here to here. There's lots of ways to figure it. I like the GPS tracking, to make it easy, but I always pay mileage, because A, you don't want to buy them gas, and B, you're using their car, their tires, their oil change, you know, you're kind of, which is great, by the way.
Correct.
So much cheaper than trying to manage your own fleet of cars. I hate my least favorite is people like, I got a whole fleet of cars. Don't do that. It's so much work. And they just all depreciate and they just get abused. So definitely pay mileage to the driver, right? The passenger doesn't get mileage. He's just sitting there. So both people get paid for the hours because they're both sitting there. The driver gets paid for the mileage. The reason I do that way, there's no like, well, it's not fair. I can't do that. And then you can kind of demand a certain amount of car, right? You can't be like, hey, it has to be a black luxury car, but you can say it has to be, it can't have more than 150,000 miles. It can't be all banged up or have a bunch of primer on it. It can't be 30 years. You know, you can kind of require as hey, if you want to work here, part of the job is driving. We pay you to drive and you have to have reliable transportation. It has to look somewhat professional. Whereas if you're not paying them, it's really hard to ask them to do that. So that's how I pay hourly plus drive time plus mileage. When I'm bidding, I just do a flat fee, right? I don't go, well, you're this far from the office and it's this long. I just figure like, you know, figure it out, average, like, you know, add 10 bucks per trip or whatever the case may be. Just do a flat fee, add it to every bid. Some bids that are a little farther away from the office, you might lose a little on. Some bids that are right next door to the last appointment, you might make a little, but just add a flat fee per bid to cover your mileage and your travel. That way you're paying your people fair. You're getting paid fairly. Obviously your customer expects that people don't just show up at their door magically. They have to be paid. That's that. Does that answer all of those questions?
That is terrific advice. Well, we're doing it right. So that's awesome.
Well, again, that's not right. There's other ways to do that. That's just the way I like to do it. And that way I'll serve you great, but it's not the only way is all I'm saying.
Right. But that's the way that I researched it. So, I mean, that's good to hear. And if we trust our captains enough, they'll be the ones that are driving. They'll get the additional mileage. They'll have the decal on the car and all of that stuff. So that's great advice.
Yeah. And that's up to you. Some people ask nicely for the decal. Some people demand it. Again, if you're paying for mileage, it's a lot easier to be like, hey, I'm writing you a check for this. I'm effectively renting your car. I would like you to put the decal on. A lot easier to ask/require that if you're paying the mileage. A lot harder if they're doing you a favor and you're like, oh, by the way, you know, hey, do you mind going to pick up this pizza for me and paying for it and tipping the guy? Like, at some point, they're like, yes, I do mind. So, all right, enough of that. Let's talk about pay rates for different folks. So first and foremost, I love to have data because what they pay in Pittsburgh is different than what they pay in Phoenix, LA, New York, Wichita, wherever. It's all different. I'll try and find the resource because there's paid resources you can do, and they'll every month or every quarter they'll come out with new data saying this is what a house cleaner gets in Pittsburgh, this is what a commercial cleaner gets in Pittsburgh. So I always like starting with that, and I always like paying all of my people between 10% and 20% above that. So just because you were hired by me, you get 10% above average. When it comes time to do a review, if you do a good job and want to raise, it's always based on performance, never just you've been here 3 months, you've been here 3 years, you've been here 100 years. We love that. We appreciate that. And we're going to give you extra hugs and love and attention because you've been here. But that has nothing to do with money. You get paid based on how well that you do. So I kind of have a range of if you're just starting out, you get 10% above what the average is, no matter what. And if you're doing a great job, you can earn up to like 20%. You can go up to 25%, but at some point it starts to get really expensive. And it's based on how quick, you know, how fast that you clean, how many good reviews you get, your time and attendance, right? If you're never showing up, and how well you follow the core values. So that's what I always start with. So everybody can tell their friends, I'm getting paid 10% above market value. And it's true. And some people can say 20%. Like that's how I incentivize them. I always do that with a paid outside thing, right? You don't want to just tell them, oh, I did the research just this much. I pay for the report just to be able to show them the report. So it's not like, oh, I did the report. Everyone's making like a nickel an hour around here. It's shocking. Like, this is, like that won't fly. You show them the data, you pay for the data, and you say it's $10.73 just because you're starting. And I always start with minimum wage, by the way, while they're training. And then once they're full-fledged, they get the 10% above minimum or above the average. That said, I like everybody be a trainer. I don't like this big, people are like, oh, Susanna's been with me for 3 years and she's the trainer. Everyone's a trainer. For me, everyone is able to check work within their, once they're fully trained, before they're able to be like graduate, they have to train somebody else. So I don't like this delineation like, well, you get the magic fairy dust sprinkled on you and you're a quote unquote trainer. Everybody's a trainer. And I don't pay them extra for that, right? That's part of the 10%. And it's really an honor to be able to check other people's work and to train other people. And it's part of what they do. So some people kind of have this whole thing you've got to go through. I do it in 30 days. Within 30 days, I want you to have checked on other people's work. And I'm going to check your checks and make sure that they're good. And I want you to train somebody. And the way I know that you're a good trainer is that person has to pass. So that's how I do it. And I always go between 10 and 20% having nothing to do with how long you've been here or if you're quote unquote a trainer. Now, again, if it gets to the point where you get larger and you have one person that's just managing hauling supplies and taking care of headaches and they're really being a true supervisor, we can talk about extra wages. And then you still go to that same data. And now you just look up cleaning supervisor as opposed to cleaner. But at your level, until you get a real full-time supervisor whose job is really to take care of the customers, take care of complaints and kind of run things, until you get to that level, I would just pay everybody the same, and it's between 10 and 20% over what everyone else is getting paid, and 10% if you're just starting or only doing average work, up to 20% based on how well you do. That's it. Everybody knows they're getting treated more than fair, and it keeps the big bonuses, because I've done this the wrong way, it keeps you from getting creep, right? You'll get, if you do a really good job, you'll build a community. You'll have ladies that have been with you for years and years and years, which is fantastic. Yeah. But then you've got Susie, who's been with you for 5 years. She's making $14.50 an hour. And you're like, right. I can't afford that, right? And she wants another raise. You're like, Susie, I can't. It's too much, right? So if we always base it on market value, it's always that, right? We want to separate. I pay you based on how long you've been here, which is really, I mean, we love how much I love you and how much attention and encouragement and recognition we're going to give you has to do with how long you've been here. How much you get paid has nothing to do with how long you've been here. If someone that's brand new is exemplifying the core values, has better attendance, is getting a bunch of good reviews, and is doing their cleaning on perfect times, and you're doing those not as good, new guy is going to get paid more than you. It's all based on performance. That has nothing to do with how, just not dying or not quitting for a long time. Like, you don't get paid extra for that. All right. Any questions or thoughts, or did that answer your question, all your questions to your satisfaction?
That answered a lot. I'm going to have to do that data research.
Yeah, or again, and I'll try and put the link in the show notes page. I don't have it off the top of my head. And again, it's just one. Awesome. I'm sure if you just Google like data, whatever. And I would pay for it, right? If it's a couple hundred bucks every quarter, it's worth it to invest in your employees. And they go, wow, they really care, right? So it's that big stack of data that you can share and show your employees, to me, is worth it. So that they see, like, wow, they care about me. They're paying me 10% more just because they want to be the best. And then you can ask for the best employees because you're like, hey, we pay more than average. All right, enough of me talking. Let me take a breath. I've been talking too fast and too loud. Well, I'm surprised you're still here. And let you have a shot at this whole thing. We'll hit the lightning round. I'm going to give you three quick questions. Question number one, what is the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Keep your passion.
Good Lord.
Keep your passion, meaning.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying that's harder. That's easier said than done in the cleaning business. But if you've got a secret as to how to do that, share with the world. Let's hear it.
I make sure my girls know. And I'm sorry, I said girls. I've heard a lot of people say, don't say girls, it's ladies or workers.
Well, and also, if so I'm a guy that might want to apply, like, I'm going to be like, oh, I didn't know this is a ladies only club.
But just to keep your passion in it, to be thankful for where you are right now and that you're able to be your own business owner and that your positive attitude is what your clients are going to see, is what your employees are going to see. And just to keep that in mind with every move you make.
God, let me pile onto that because that is so big. And I want to tell you, we are the richest human beings ever to walk the face of the earth. If you think about it, we are wealthier than the kings, the wealthiest human being just 200 years ago. Mm-hmm. If that king wanted to eat oranges and when they're off season, couldn't do it. If he wanted to travel across the country or across the world, it'd take him 9 months and 50-50 chance he'd die. He didn't have air conditioning or heat. Mm-hmm. He couldn't, when it got dark, that's time for bed, like, or use a candle. If it was cold out, I guess you know what I'm saying? Like, we are far wealthier than 99.99% of the people that ever walked the earth. And then we complain about an employee quit or, you know, some customer's not paying us. So I couldn't agree more. The secret to happiness and what you just said of keeping your passion is keeping you made a perfect analogy of keep your gratitude. So just want to encourage you on that. You and Cleaning Nation, you are absolutely on the right track. Question number two, let's turn the page and go the opposite way. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that we can all learn from, hopefully?
The infamous underbidding, and that goes to me not, it's not that I didn't realize it in a lot of jobs, but not knowing my worth or not, you know, my bids not reflecting my worth is how I would put that is, That would probably be the biggest mistake I've made thus far.
You are not the first, second, third, fifth, or probably even 100th person to say that on this podcast, and I guarantee you won't be the last. Let me encourage you, Cleaning Nation, if you're have any suspicion that might be you may not be bidding enough. I didn't even have a guess. I just yacked for like a half hour and went through top to bottom everything I know on bidding. Check out that podcast. I will put a link to it in the show notes, but check that thing out. Save yourself so much time and headache. Last question. What's one idea, something easy to implement, something Cleaning Nation, as soon as this podcast is over, can go put into action right away and start getting benefit in their life or their business?
You don't need to be perfect. It's about process and progress.
Man, I don't know how old you are, Sierra, but you are wise beyond your years. That's like an old person smart thing. And you sound young, but I couldn't agree more. That perfection is the enemy of greatness. So smart. All right, Sierra, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, being less than perfect in front of us and God and everybody. Thank you for your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Sierra's show notes page and get all the stuff that we talked about and basically any resources that we have, free, paid, or anywhere in between, anything to make your life better, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.